Money talks.
Money talks.
Money talks.
Money, 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 money. Money talks.
And we're back.
Of course, you know by now it is Money Talks.
Yeah, you caught me in the middle of slicking my hair back on that music. I about to roll my pants up.
I saw you. Yeah. Do the chubby checker or something like that.
Chubby checker.
I'm not sure what you're calling me, but I'm not going to be offended.
This has been a very exciting show. And, you know, I like to give out the contact information one more time. If you need any help throughout the week or in life with your finances, you can call Hensler Financial, 1-855-429-9166, or locally 770-429-9166. And you can always email us at drgene@hensler.com. So.
All right, we got another question from Jan and Myron from Atlanta. Our son, who is interning in a financial firm, asked us about our investment policy statement. We've been working with a friend who is an advisor for many years, but we've never really talked about one. Do we need one?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's like the roadmap.
Exactly.
I mean, you know,
that's
exactly
what it is. A roadmap.
Yeah. You develop a clear strategy for the road ahead.
Exactly.
And you know where it really pays off is in like downturns in the markets, and people get nervous about things, and you go back to the investment policy statement and say, look, this is what we talked about. This is why we're doing these things. This is our strategy long term.
Exactly.
Has something really changed in your life where we need to change from what we established originally?
Exactly. As the executive summary, which actually is probably one of the biggest important pieces to it, which gives you a chance to define how much you plan to invest, the frequency of your investments, as well as the time horizon for your investment portfolio as well.
It also lists some of the expectations of growth and inflation, and really important, it defines an acceptable level of risk as well as any restrictions on the investment vehicles that you're going to use in your portfolio.
Yeah.
So you don't
go out and get that stock recommendation at a cocktail party, and you come back and you want to make sure that your investment advisor buys that right now. Well, it doesn't fit in your plan. You can do that with fund money. I mean,
Your Las Vegas account sometimes.
Exactly.
Call it.
Right. Yeah. But it's probably not fitting for your investment plan overall. You don't want to. Right.
Yeah.
But anyway, you know, it's good to have a plan. It also provides portability. If you ever wanted to leave the investment advisor that you had, you can take that plan with you and say, hey, look, this is what I've got. This fits my portfolio, you know, and it helps not only you, but mostly you, but anyone else.
Well, and two, what we see, Troy, on the retirement plan side, is when the Department of Labor comes in to audit a retirement plan, you know what the first thing they ask them for?
Really?
Investment policy statement.
That's awesome.
Because most retirement plans have no investment policy statement. And it lays out the criteria about how you chose investment advisor, how you chose your investments, how you're monitoring your providers, checking the fees. Because when you're in charge of a retirement plan, you're all looking out for the employees, you know, for them as well. So the IPS is really the most important thing for you when you have a company and you have a retirement plan.
And it's a living, breathing document. It can change.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. As your stage in life changes, you know, if say you go from an investment where you're a portfolio where you're adding money to it to where you're now taking money from it, obviously it might be time for you to rethink the investment criteria for the things that you hold. I mean, we have the 10-year plan, the 10-year rule where we say that you go from equities, you start buying into to bonds, ladder them out for 10 years of spending needs. So, you know, in a case like that, I think our IPS probably always has it, but, you know, if you don't and your needs change, then your IPS should change with it.
So investors need to take the time to sit down with their financial advisors and make sure that they have an IPS that is meaningful and relevant regarding their financial goals.
Absolutely.
In the end, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Sounds like if you're an institutional investor, you better do it or the law is going to get you.
You better have one. Yeah. You better have one.
No doubt.
Yeah. Good deal. Well, guys, any closing thoughts? You know, the show's about to be over. We usually talk about the market, what it's going to do the next week. What do you think, Scott?
Expect more volatility.
Oh, good answer. But is it going to be up or down?
It'll be up.
Oh,
it's got to be positive. It's got to be positive.
I'm sure somebody last week said that it was going to be down, but I knew all along it would be up. I wasn't on the show, so I'll say double up this week.
So. Oh man,
double up. That's double awesome. Up.
Oh, good deal.
Well, how can you beat 4.5%
though,
right?
Exactly, right.
I think it's going to be
I'll take
up.
That. Everybody yeah. take that.
Exactly.
No. Yeah, well, have a great weekend. Happy hunting.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.